Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God has called us through the gospel to possess the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee. Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men. They will kill him. He'll be raised on the third day." They were overwhelmed with grief. Well, they came into Capernaum. The collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said from foreigners, Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, take the first fish that comes up, open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. More than 800 years ago, there was a pregnant woman that had a vision, and she saw a dog that was running up and down a hill, and he had a firebrand in his mouth, and the hill was filled with darkness, and he started to light fires, and the mother had a baby boy, and that baby boy was going to be the one that would realize that dream. And the name of that boy was Dominic. And what had happened was, he was living in a time in which there was a lot of spiritual darkness in the world. And he went on to become one of the greatest saints. And his mother was named Blessed Blanca de Castillo. So the mother is basically a saint too. Another story I'd like to tell is probably about 40 years later, there was a pope, his name was Pope Urban, who had a vision of the church, and the church was collapsing. All of a sudden, he looked, and there was these two pillars, these strong pillars that were supporting the church. And as the pope got closer, he noticed these pillars were not pillars of marble or wood, but they were actually human pillars. They were men. And one was a man who was about 4'10", skinny guy with a beard, and his name was Francesco Bernardone. He went on to be St. Francis. The other one was Domingo Guzman. Now his name is St. Dominic. So those are the two human pillars that raised up the church in a decadent world. In a decadent world. Because back then, they were talking about 800 years ago, there was immorality within the church, and there was a lot of materialism. Immorality, materialism, and also ignorance. So what does St. Francis do? He preached the importance of embracing poverty and helping out the poor. Whereas Dominic went on to found the OP, which would be the Order of Preachers, to be able to cast out the darkness and to be that dog that had the firebrand in his mouth. Dhammika was the one that would start a lot of spiritual light and fires. I like the 13th century. I'm really fascinated by the 13th century and the 16th century in history. Because the 13th century, the 1200s, it just had a lot of problems. And what did God do? God raised out these two great saints to basically lift up a decadent church, a decadent world. And you know, when you have these holy men, very often you have followers of these holy men. Saint Dominic and Saint Francis are going to be living in a time where they had many, many followers. You know, one of the most famous followers of Dominic was Thomas Aquinas. You've heard of him, yeah? He went to that school, right? Thomas Aquinas. Do any of you know the teacher of Thomas Aquinas, who is also a great saint?
Albertus Magnus
or Albert the Great. Yeah. And also, living at the same time, maybe you haven't heard of St. Raymond of Peñafort, who lived actually at the same time. So Dominic had three men that were living with him who had become three great saints. What about Francis? Claire, one of your daughters, right? Claire of Assisi was found the women's branch of the Franciscans. How about, who's the hammer of the heretics? St. Anthony of Padua. Did you know he died 800 years ago and his tongue is like yours? It's incorrupt. Isn't that incredible? He was such a great preacher. His tongue is incorrupt. Who else lived at that time? After Francis died, who would the one that would take up the baton and run? St. Bonaventure. St. Bonaventure, who wrote the life of St. Francis. So you're living in a time with moral decadence, but God raised up great saints. So let's pray that maybe you'll be another St. Thomas, right? That'd be a good one, huh? St. Aaron, no? St. Matt. St. Mary Ann. St. Jim, the greater or the lesser? St. Joseph, right? Yeah. So we'll pray that we'll all become the saints that God wants us to be. Maybe you heard that the greatest novelist in the 19th century, you like literature? Charles Dickens. The worst of times can be the best of times, right? The worst of times can be the best of times if we're walking with the Lord. So let's pray that through these great saints that it inspires to do great things for God. Amen.